Wow, it's Mike, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth in the land of Meritopica here in Podcaster Valley, and we're going to go into Cafe Anyway. That's the only place with Mike Matthews, the podcast that I'm describing. It's called Mike's Daily Podcast, and it's FF episode 3112. 3112. Are you renting? The apartment glut is ending. Rents are heading up. In San Francisco, the median rental is $3,428 a month. Rents have risen from 4 to 7% over the past year. Definitely a 7% year-over-year increase in San Francisco. Rents are roughly 60 to 80% above the U.S. average. The 60 to 80% higher here in the Bay Area. The high cost of buying a home makes renting look good in comparison. You know, when you own a home, you got to deal with all the things that come with it, the high PG&E rates that keep going up, the high home insurance now, the State Farm, they increased their home insurance, the cost an incredible amount with all the fires. We have the latest fire north of Los Angeles, and just it's one thing after another. You got to deal with termites if you live in the Bay Area. It's bad. 35% of people would rent instead of buying if they had to move. The typical buyer would be signing up to pay about $440 more a month in all-in housing costs than the typical renter. Before the pandemic, homeowners typically stood to save an average of about $130 a month by taking on a mortgage. Single-family rents are expected to rise 2.8% this year, while home values are expected to fall 1.4%. We got some people in the neighborhood that are trying to sell their house, and they have had it on the market for like 2 months, and they're probably going to have to drop the price, but they don't want to drop the price. But it just, because they're not dropping the price, it's just sitting there. So it's that kind of situation with trying to find shelter. Give me shelter or I'll just fade away. Ooh, it's just a time away. It's just time for us to go into Cafe Anyway before I start singing anymore and other Rolling Stones songs. Let's go. I'll get the door for you.
Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Woo!
It's Mike's Daily Podcast.
3112. It is Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
The last place on earth in the land of Meritopica. Hi, I'm Mike Matthews, and I have to tell you, I don't understand with the newest phones how you're supposed to listen to podcasts. Like, I understand there's, you can listen podcasts off of all kinds of different apps that are out there.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
iHeart, TuneIn, the Apple listening podcast app, the YouTube music
Mike's
app,
Daily
Spotify
Podcast,
and etc.
Yeah.
But how do you actually listen? Like, is there, because they don't have the little earphone jack that they used to have. So how are you supposed to listen? This I found out because my lovely lady friend just went out and got a new phone because hers was falling apart because her OtterBox fell apart quite a while ago. And she has dropped the thing so many times. She's even dropped it in the toilet. Splash. No. Kersplash. And it's amazing this thing is still operating. Well, she didn't want to chance it. She's going to be taking a trip to Texas, so she said, I got to get a new one. So she gets a new Samsung. She can't stand Apple. I'm noticing lots of my friends can't stand Apple. However, all the youngins, everyone, because I'm in my 50s, a lot of people, 50s, 40s, they're cool with Samsung. But people younger than 30, oh my gosh, it's got to be Apple. Apple this, Apple that. So I don't know what that is, if that's just lazy brain. Like, I know Samsung challenges you a little bit, but then Apple is all proprietary. Samsung uses the Google Droid, and some people don't like the whole Google taking your privacy away and all that. By the way, I do have Google, involved in my life with this podcast, because I'm at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
And here's today's podcast picture.
And I'm also on YouTube, which is owned by Google. So that is not what I wanted to say right here. I wanted to say the podcast picture is a beautiful Lake Elizabeth and the beautiful sunset that we had last week as they were doing a wonderful concert with a great band. I think they were called the Party Band. Something like that. And they were performing a bunch of Casey and the Sunshine Band. And I even heard the Justin Timberlake song, Can't Stop the Feeling, and all that. Wasn't that from a Minions movie? That's great. Thank you. We have the Minions to thank for that Justin Timberlake, the last hit song he had. He tried to have a comeback with NSYNC, get them all back together. It didn't work. Basil the Boxer wasn't impressed. The late, great Basil the Boxer there. We walked everywhere, all over the Bay Area.
The word of God.
Oh, yeah, something to say right now. Some more to add to our list here on the podcast. I heard a weird term today. Apple hips. Okay, I guess I am living in a closet or something, or in a cave, or some dark place that's hidden away. Pick your analogy. Apple hips, though, is a term used to describe the shape of a woman's hips down to her buttocks that emulate the shape of an apple. So see, it's not like hips, some new hips that the wonderful people at Apple have created. I'm sure they would call it the iHip. But it is more important, most important, it is, it, this says, this is from Panther Now. Okay. It is the most important part of completing the so-called S-line. The apple body shape is known in the scientific community. Yes, the scientific community. Oh, as Android. See, it all goes back to Androids and apples. Meaning the most of the fat, that most of the fat is stored in the midsection and less is stored in the hips, buttocks, and thighs. Typical characteristics of the apple body shape are a large bust, narrow hips, and a full midsection. Okay, don't let the internet tell you what shape your body should be. Should you be healthy? Yes. Should you stay away from cakes and ice cream and fattening snacks that come in a bag?
Mike's Matthewsman Park.
My Matthewsman Park of information.
The front panel will close automatically. Please remain seated at all times.
And alcohol. Oh, stay away from alcohol as best you can, because that turns to sugar. And then, you know, and then there's a guy I heard over the weekend who had his a stomach staple, a gastric bypass, because that was the big thing to do back 20 years ago. And it turns out we're finding out now that the stomachs on many of these people actually stretched back out again. What? That can't be healthy. Meanwhile, a lot of these people I have heard anecdotally got diabetes, got other bad health issues. It was a bad idea. I don't know if these new weight loss drugs are any better, but it is a good idea to just change your habits, change the way you eat. You know, if you're going to treat yourself,
hachi machi,
treat yourself with a burger and fries once in a great while. It's like a celebration, but don't eat it every day. And I was guilty of that. And I definitely need to walk more, exercise more, but I do the best I can. And that's all you can do is do the best you can. That's all I'm saying. But the class of 2025, now I was the class of 1990, and my oh my, we had the worst. I had such difficulty finding a job. Did I find a job, a full-time job within a year? Yes, just a little over a year, I think it was. It was bordering on 2 years. So I did have a lot of part-time jobs in the meantime to keep me going. And I was trying to pursue a job in radio because I was very fascinated by radio. Got a radio head, as the Talking Heads said on their album, the Wildlife album. But the class of 2025 is celebrating graduation They were doing that about a month ago as we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Yes, so they were graduating. You may have noticed. You may have noticed traffic stopped quite a bit because of all the graduations. Cafe anyway. All the parents and everyone getting in line. Oop, I got to get some flowers for the graduate. Oop, I got to get some balloons for the graduate. Now, if you're thinking of public college, if you're in state and the public college is in the state that you are living in now, with room and board, it's going to cost you per year $92,000 total, it says here. Public college out of state with room and board is $160,000.
Mike's out of left field recordings.
It's out of left
recording
field.
Recording everything. Captures actions that will never again be...
recorded. It's out of control, as Regis Philbin once said. And if you want private college with room and board, that's $240,000 total. For the first time since 1980, recent grads have a higher unemployment rate at 6%. The national average is a little bit less at 4.2%. I think we had some job numbers come out that may not be the most recent numbers, but the unemployment rate for recent grads at its highest level since 2021. I guess it was bad that year, and that was probably because of COVID. Market uncertainty under President Donald Trump and the Doge cuts, or doggy cuts, as I like to call it, because I like dogs, as you may have noticed from all the dog sounds at the beginning of the show. And the rise of artificial intelligence, it's killing all those entry-level jobs that helped out.
And now we return you to our regularly scheduled program with Mike Matthews.
That's what the show is, if you forgot. So the entry-level jobs were so beneficial to college graduates. So 1980 was a bad year, 2021 a bad year for college graduates. I would say 1990 was a bad year. But tasks usually given to new grads, such as reporting and clerical administration, that's all been replaced by AI. College majors with the toughest underemployment were... College majors with the toughest underemployment were anthropology. In fact, are any of those stores still open? Ah, ha, ha, ha. No, that's a different thing, Mike. Anthropology, studying the people that died.
A fine
history.
Article.
Right?
Cole.
A fine article.
This is a great fat article.
This has been a fine article so far. Another one of the toughest underemployment majors, college majors, were physics. That boggles my mind. Computer engineering, that doesn't so much because you got AI doing a lot of what they were doing. Commercial art and graphic design, because you got AI that can do that. And fine arts and sociology. I guess fine arts, is that your more artistic, so if you study the paintings, take an art class, learn how to do art, beautiful, the art of art techniques, the art of art, and sociology. Sociology was a degree I wanted to get about halfway through my communication studies degree, or communications degree. I thought, sociology sounds interesting, because everyone that was having a sociology major, they were interesting. And I am so fascinated by society.
Cutting corners, corner.
And how we all are socially.
Da, 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 the cutting corners, corner.
Thank you. That was a beautiful song that was sung for us. And that was wonderful. And I hope they sing for us again sometime. Try to remember to, when you are trying to save money and cutting corners, so that you save money because maybe you don't have a job yet, or shop at discount and bulk stores. Discount grocery stores, bulk stores. Just make sure you're not getting super, super cheap stuff that falls apart as soon as you get home. Do a lot of meal prep. Don't eat out. You know, we didn't eat out at all this weekend. my lovely lady friend and I. This past 4th of July weekend, we ate at home. We barbecued, had some delicious food. Now, did the compost bin get filled up? Yeah. Were our wallets a lot happier? Yes. And buy generic brands. Oh, and shop in the middle of the week. It says shopping on Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know exactly why. Forbes said that. Because it may help you find more discounts. Ah, okay. Because they run a lot of sales.
The Fascinating Material Project.
FM Project.
That is some fascinating material right there. Look who's here. Hello, Mike Matthews. It's Shelly Stewart, gift shop supervisor, Mike Matthews. I have a bunch of great ideas that I have put in a book for people to save money, Mike Matthews. It's called The Cutting Corners Corner, Mike Matthews. Okay, that's the name of my segment. You just stole my idea. You know how I get when you steal my ideas, Shelly? Because I know you're very innovative and you come up with cool ideas. But when you start stealing my ideas, I get a little upset.
All right, Mike, calm down. Calm down, Mike Matthews.
Wow, just you saying calm down calmed me down immensely. Thank you. You should put that in a book, how you just did that.
Uh-huh, Mike Matthews. That's another one of my great ideas.
Great. Look who else is here.
Oh, Mike, this is Floyd the Floor Man.
And this is John Deere the Engineer. Mike, all that stuff is very fascinating, and I think you can help the world by doing a podcast and having a clown on it.
Don't rate me the clown.
And scaring all the kids away.
I don't know what he just said, but, well, thank you, John Deere, the engineer. All right, so I did know a engineer in radio named JD, and I think I mentioned him in a recent podcast about how he taught me something very good about listening to things, like when you're listening in your headphones or whatever the heck they're using now, That? Is it one of those? It's a Bluetooth thing, right? Those little things that look like straws sticking out of your ear? I don't want one of those. If I get a new phone, I want something that looks a little better than little stars, straws. Hey, star and straw. It's almost an anagram, but not quite. Or is that an onomatopoeia? Well, my point is, that there's that with all the Bluetooth technology that you're needing in order to listen to things. And that's the end of the podcast. What do you think about that? I would love to listen to what you have to say. The phone number.
You will travel into the incredible universe.
That you can travel into the incredible universe and call me at is.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228. 4640.
Oh, yeah. So the other thing JD told me.
Ginormous.
Aside from the thing is when you're listening to something with your headphones on, you want to make sure to keep the volume when you take the headphones off first. Take the earbuds out. Turn the volume all the way down. Then stick the earbuds or the headphones back on. We didn't have earbuds back in 1986 when he was giving me this information. It was 88. Maybe it was even 90. And then 1990 keeps coming up in this podcast. How crazy. How odd. That was the year that The Simpsons, well, the season officially debuted. The first Simpsons full-length episode was a Christmas episode that came out in the Christmas of 1989. So that is where they get that longevity.
We love you, Mike.
Thank you to clarify that. But 1990, a big year for The Simpsons when they officially started. And what I heard was, and you can find this on YouTube, there was a whole cartoon that they had decided, an episode they had decided they wanted to be the first episode called Some Enchanted Evening. And in fact, it was supposed to debut in the fall of 1989, but the guy who was the head animator, I think his last name was Butterfield, he had worked for that guy. Do you remember Cool World? And there was something called Fritz the Cat. And there was that weird movie Wizards, very adult oriented. There was some animator involved with that guy somehow. Anyway, The Simpsons came out very bizarre, and it did not look like the kombucha that we see today. The Simpsons today. It was a completely different type of animation. And when they watched it, when the bigwigs at Fox watched it, maybe over some kombucha if they had it back then, they did not like what they saw. So they had to reshoot it. They decided to go wait till spring of the following year, but they wanted to get some Simpsons out. And the first one was that Christmas episode that featured, I think, the Santa's Little Helper dog and a story involving that dog. Fascinating, huh? 1990. So what JD told me in 1990 was, as I magnify the end of this particular story, was he said to me that thing about turning everything down, taking out your headphones, taking off your headphones, taking out your earbuds and everything else that might have existed in 1990, which were not earbuds, but the little ear things. Take them out. Walkman ear pieces. Take them out. Bring the volume all the way down. Put them back in your ears. Then turn the volume to slowly up to where it's just loud enough that you're not hurting yourself. Loud enough to your so that you're getting all the audio experience that you want without killing your ears. And so many people my age killed their ears and they're deaf now. And that's just how it is. And people slightly older, your Pete Townsend and everyone have got really bad hearing, Roger Daltrey and so on. So my thing is that JD did one thing that irritated me in particular, and that was I'd be on the radio.
Magnification.
And we magnify and go back in time to when Mike was on the radio in the 1990, and he would just barge in. Well, and I worked with him later in the O's too. He would just barge in. I'd be in the middle of a show and he'd barge in and turn stuff off and start working on things. Hey, I'm performing here. I half expect him to show up right now here outside a cafe anyway and just start unplugging things. So I better wrap it up. And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.